Yeah, we good to go. Let's rock out.
Yeah. Is that it? We up?
Mic check, 1-2. Mic check, 1-2.
Street Senators, Lorenzo Lamont. That's Lorenzo. I'm Lamont.
Yeah, why not?
Available on all platforms. Mm-hmm. iTunes, Google Play. Appreciate the subscribers. Thanks for listening. We're back after a break. I need to shout out our newest sponsor, Lil Benny and Mojo's Cupcakes, Tax Preparing, and Landscaping. It's Lil Benny and Mojo's Cupcakes, Tax Preparation, and Landscaping. They just signed on for a 10-day contract.
Okay.
They're sponsoring the next 14 episodes.
Okay.
And we appreciate them. They're running a special right now. You get 2 free cupcakes and your taxes done with every backyard that you have done.
But they ain't cutting grass now, though.
Well, that's why they're running a special, because business is slow.
Got you.
So that's what that's about. Right, cupcakes, right. Taxes, landscaping.
Right, right.
Get it done.
Right. Soon they're going to be snowblowing.
I mean, you know, I can't tell them how to run their business,
though.
Yeah,
you can't tell them how to run a business.
No, I can't tell them how to run a business. That's what they want to do, then.
Right.
If that's the special they want to run.
Right. No, I got you.
Yeah. So, you know, we have not been here in a minute, man.
Well, you know, it's been a couple issues, a couple problems. You know what I'm saying? I ran into a little situation.
Was that around November 8th? Is that when, or was that before then? Thanksgiving?
Around that time.
Around Thanksgiving?
Yeah. I was walking with the pneumonia.
Oh, you were sick too?
Yeah.
I think I was sick shortly. I've been sick since the election.
Wow.
I went to see my doctor. He said I had PTED, post-traumatic election disorder. Which turned into electoral dysfunction.
A lot of people had that.
Yeah. I mean, all night headaches.
Yeah.
Day in and day out. They just started going away like 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
And then I was suffering from electoral dysfunction.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Couldn't get it up. Couldn't get the numbers up.
Oh, okay.
The numbers. Okay. I couldn't get the numbers up.
But it didn't affect you to the point where you couldn't get you up.
No.
Okay.
I mean, it was a high level of stress around that time, but I you know, physically I'm A-okay.
Right.
Now.
Right.
Now.
Yeah.
But it was touch and go for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't talked to the people. I know, you know, a lot of people's like, yo, why y'all ain't do nothing for the election? Like, we needed y'all.
I'm going to be honest. I'm a coward, and I was hiding. Because I didn't want to face the reality of the fact. I still have not faced the fact. I didn't believe it, one.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I thought the more that I stayed out of the public eye, maybe it would go away.
Right.
And maybe something would happen before election time that would reverse the travesty that took place on November 8th.
So you think that
your presence might have jinxed? I think so. Yeah, and I wanted to see from the sidelines. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see, you know, maybe something would happen, you know, with the recount. Jill Stein talking about, you know, let's recount. Hillary Clinton, like, I don't want a recount, but I'll support your recount.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching that.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching Trump pick his cabinet. All the foolish thing. He's still tweeting like he don't have no common sense.
Right.
I was watching all the conflicts of interest go down with people talking about, you know, his businesses and the fact that now he's commander in chief. I'm watching all of that. They're talking about he might sell off his assets and liquidate some of his companies, and he got loophole after loophole after loophole, and there, you know, he's setting precedents for laws that ain't even made yet because he's a capital business owner in that capital electric seat. So,
right.
You know what I mean? I was watching all of that because I really didn't have an opinion on it because it was so new and it was depressing, and it's still depressing. And then I'm watching all your people.
Now who is that? When you say my people?
Your people.
Uh-huh.
These Hicks, these red states, these necks, if you will. All these entitled and empowered.
Is that they're going with necks?
Necks.
Okay.
That's new.
Okay.
They next up. All these people, you know, these entitled, privileged types, and, you know, just watching their attitude shift, like, overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just so emboldened now. Some of it's funny, and some of it's tragic, you know what I mean? And so I was watching that. So, you know, we've been sitting on the side for a couple months, and, you know, it's time. I felt like it was time.
Yeah, we need to
come back and address this shit head on.
Well, I mean, it's so much to address. I mean, let's just start off with your boy getting the what was it? Was it a Time? Was it the Man of the Year or is it the?
He's got the cover. He's got the cover. Time Man of the Year, most influential person of 2016.
But they call, do they call it Man of the Year or do they call
person,
it
person of the year. Person of the year.
Because it's a man, it's
it could obviously be woman, but it's Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
Person of the
it's
year.
Donald Trump. He's on the cover.
2016
with the heading President of the Divided States of America.
Ooh, they didn't say that.
Yeah, that's on it. President of the Divided States of America.
I got to write that down and remember that.
And he's been doing interviews all week.
I might need to get the magazine.
No, it's a collector's item.
Yeah, it's a collector's
it's
item.
Tough. It's tough. President States. Of the Divided States of America.
Okay, I got it.
And he's been doing interviews all week trying to cop pleas like, you know.
He should deserve it.
No, not even that he deserves it, but that he hasn't been responsible for the racial divide that we see right now. Even though that's all he's been doing for the last 18 months, is campaigning on that.
Well, I think he's right on that. I don't think he divided the country.
What?
No.
What?
He didn't divide the country. Those people were there. They existed already. The only thing that he gave them was a voice. He gave them a spokesperson.
Yeah, but he gave them a platform to speak, which further divides the country.
But did they need a platform? They were already speaking. They already...
Not see, really. Wasn't nobody paying attention to them.
Well, they weren't paying attention to them. They're still not paying attention to them.
Oh, no, that's, we paying that, attention.
No. That's why he was able to get in, because he paid attention to them. We did not. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why he was able to gather that and say, okay, you rock with me, because... Her constituents are divided, or not even her constituents, the Democratic and the independent constituents are divided.
Mm-hmm.
But I could say, I will represent you. And he doesn't really even, I don't know 100%, but I don't think he really stands for most of the stuff that he was spewing pre-election.
Well, he didn't have to. He's a businessman. So he identified a need. It's basic supply and demand.
Right.
He was speaking for those people. Mm-hmm. He found out what those people wanted. They even said it. They said his campaign and researchers listened to talk radio for a year before.
I saw what the people
and
want.
Saw and was hearing all the foolishness that was coming across the airway.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make our country great again.
Right.
He listened to those radio shows. And he was like, oh, well, I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
He didn't even invent that, though. I didn't know that. I didn't know that either until I watched 13.
Mm.
Did you see 13?
Mm-mm.
On Netflix, the document about the 13th Amendment.
No, I gotta watch it.
And
now.
So I forgot. Maybe I was too young to know or remember. That was Reagan's entire position.
Making America
slogan,
great.
Slogan, campaign.
No, not making America great again.
No, not making. Make America great again. Word for word.
What?
Spelling word. I had no idea. Ronald Reagan. He hijacked
that makes so
and
much
pirated.
Sense. And Ronald Reagan is like their
yeah,
god.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know why.
Exactly. Well, according to Republicans, he was like the greatest contemporary American president.
I think he was greater years later. Same way Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King, a lot of black people was not for Martin Luther King when he was alive.
Absolutely.
So same thing with Reagan. I don't think they were so gung-ho Reagan. When he was here, they got behind it after.
Republicans always will ride. They rode for Reagan then.
Well, they rode for their candidate. They rode for the candidate. He was the Republican, but a lot of people were thinking that Reagan was not as qualified as he needed to be, because even though he was a governor of California, which is the major state, top three states in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so he was a governor there, but there was if you did your homework and really researched that, you will find out that Ronald Reagan was not as celebrated as he is now.
Well, I mean,
not at all, not at all,
but not at all. You can't give you not at all, because from a policy standpoint, they've been trying to duplicate his policies ever since. He's considered to be a trailblazer in that vein.
Republican policies, not his policies.
Yeah, because the Republican Party has changed faces so many times.
Multiple times.
Over the last 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
You know, to even where now it's unrecognizable to the average Republican.
Well, especially now.
Well, yeah, especially now because Donald Trump hijacked it.
Right.
turned it on his head and turned it into something that it wasn't, and tricked the shit out of everybody. They even confused, you know, the people in it. Because remember, the riff was Conservatives Tea Party. Mm-hmm. Then there was the fringe. There was the alt-right on the fringe. He brought the fringe to the forefront, which overshadowed mm-hmm. your average conservative, and put to the basement your Tea Partier. That word doesn't even get mentioned.
I know. I have. When's the last time you heard it?
It doesn't even get mentioned.
I'm not even used to you being over here. Like, I feel weird. Like, I'm trying to get myself situated.
Well, they don't know that.
I know, but I'm just feeling that kind of way. Yeah. Like, you know, like.
It's how you would be on TV.
Yeah.
You'd be knee to knee.
Yeah. Nah, not knee to knee.
Yeah, you ever see NFL Sunday where they be at the table?
We're not gonna be knee to knee.
Seven big ass dudes at the table in tight suits. They be knee to knee under that table.
Tight suits? Them suits be tight.
Man, what's his name? Strahan be almost, his back popping out the back.
Strahan probably would, if he could, he probably put a dress on. Like,
don't do that to Strahan.
Come on now.
Don't you do that to Strahan. I'm not going to let you. He got too many jobs.
Michael Strahan is a good dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mess with him. In a sense of, I'm proud of this African-American man going about doing what he did in the NFL and then, you know, post-career, getting it popping again.
Okay.
But
here we go.
When he was on, not that I watched it.
But that one episode that you seen
them
of Kelly.
Clips with I don't know what that was. I can't remember. With Kelly, like, he was just doing too much.
What do you mean? He was giving you entertainment, middle of the road.
It was almost like his hands was like, you know.
Oh, now it's his hands.
It was hands and his mouth. And
wait a minute. You paying attention to his hands and his mouth?
Nah, man. He was just doing too much. Like, it was too.
Too much hands and mouth for you?
It was too eccentric.
Oh, now he was eccentric. He was too creative.
Now, look, if you are an eccentric person and that's just you. But for me, I remember him as the football player. I don't know him as the TV show host.
So you think that man was like that all day, every day? Just tough sacking, walk around sacking people? Or do you think he had full of personality?
Do you think that an NFL player can't be some kind of way?
No, he absolutely can be some kind of way. But okay. What I'm saying is, when a black man has energy, mm-hmm. personality.
Now, you can have personality without cooning.
I don't give Strahan cooning.
Come on.
You give Strahan cooning?
When he was on there jumping around, flip-flopping, and rolling around on the ground, humping the floor and doing all this crazy.
All this on one episode, because I don't know. Because,
you know,
remember.
I ain't see that many, I saw enough to say, come on, bro. Like, we remember you. Well, not we, but I remember you as the New York Giant that was
running around in tights.
Running through them offensive.
Rolling around on the ground with other dudes. What do you mean? That's
humping
football.
Dudes, like, humping the ground.
I mean, what do you mean?
No, but I'm saying, like, I remember
football
him.
Suspect anyway.
Nah, we're not gonna do that.
You know what I'm saying?
We're not gonna do that. You saying football?
No, I'm
you got
saying
problems,
like,
you saying straight up, you talking about the whole league?
Yeah,
the whole sport? The
absolutely.
Whole sport? Nah, we're not gonna do that.
On a good play, what do you do to your man? You smack him on his ass? Who said that was cool?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
But you gotta take that back like decades when it
started.
Started that? That's probably the coaches.
I don't even know.
Yeah,
it started at Penn State, probably.
Ooh.
I wouldn't give. I like Michael Strahan, man. I wouldn't give him.
No,
there's plenty of coons on TV. If you want to throw the C word around.
I'm not calling him a coon.
Right. You said he'd be cooning.
I think he was cooning on that show. Coon on the NFL show.
Right. But that show is a different type of show. It's a different energy needed for.
Exactly.
That's
they
for
won't
housewives.
Allow them to do that.
I got to entertain and be non-threatening for housewives and people at home during the day.
So you got to do that. You got to be as soft as possible.
Actually, unfortunately, in that seat.
I guess so.
You can't be no.
I couldn't be there with Kelly. That's why I'm not.
Well, next time they call you. Don't answer the phone.
Well, no, I picked up yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Because she asked me, can I audition? And I said, give me 2 weeks. Let me just get right.
Get yourself right.
I got to get
right.
Because
you got to loosen up.
I got to loosen up. No, we're not going to loosen up. We're going to tighten up. We ain't going to loosen up. That's what I think. He was a little too loose. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, back to your boy Trump. I mean, when I saw the Time cover, I was like taken aback. But then at the same time, I look at that and I say, well, didn't he do it big this year?
Well, here's the thing. Not even do it big. So here's my thing with Trump. All right, let me throw this first. Who, if him, if not him, who?
Then who?
Who?
That's what I'm saying.
So unfortunately. If not him, who?
Now they got
other,
it right.
Right. So the other piece is the media is to blame as to who made him that influential.
Yeah.
Because if you're not showing me him, I'm not seeing him.
But you know what? They admitted it on election night.
Yeah.
Like 12, 1 in the morning. Yeah. They were MSNBC, CNN. These people were saying, you know what? We have to take responsibility for this.
Yeah.
And I was scared. I was like, what? Like, you don't hear people admit.
Or you don't see anchors being vulnerable either. Because I was flipping the channel. They were vulnerable. But one dude, it was like 1 in the morning, 1:30 in the morning. And he said, look.
A lot of loose booties.
He said, I think it was Fox, too. He was like, we're not calling it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'll see you in the morning. That's what he said. I remember being half asleep.
Yeah, you told me
He said, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to call it. He said, we're ending our broadcast, and I will see you in the morning. So I was like, here come the hustle.
Right.
Because then I'm hearing, you know, I had the TV playing. I hear in my sleep, like 3 in the morning, and he's on his way. And you know, you hear the TV off in the distance, mm-hmm. and he's on his way, and he's got his family with him, and they're ready to make the speech.
He was like, what?
And I was like, huh? I thought I was in a nightmare. Like, well, it was on some real shit. Because when early on, 7 o'clock, you know, they declared, one of the first states they declared was West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, West Virginia? But how? I was like, they're not even smart there. And then it hit me, because, you know, they was like, West Virginia voters had a problem with
Hillary,
the Hillary Clinton email scandal. And I was like, how do you worry about the emails? They don't have no teeth. Like, how are you worried about the internet?
We're not going to do that.
You got an internet connection.
We got some people who listen to us from West Virginia.
Hey, well, and it's their fault. And it's their fault.
And some intellect.
But I went to bed thinking everything was okay. I woke up the next day. I was like, oh, my God. Like, what? Oh, my God. I know it wasn't the only one, too. I opened up the window. I was like, oh, my God. And it rained the whole next day. And I was like, something.
That was Hillary crying.
Man, that was a lot of tears. That was white tears.
That was Bill Clinton, too.
Man, that was the aliens.
No, that was Bill Clinton because Hillary couldn't beat his ass because she might feel that he was partly responsible because they brought him in.
It was a lot of people responsible. A lot of ridiculous, you know, even the whole Bernie thing, right? So after the fact, everybody was like, oh, yeah, Bernie probably could have beat him. You think? But the stunts they pulled at the DNC, you know, completely going around, working around the rules, right before us on live TV. Like the first night when they had the Never Trump people and they were like, they were trying to get Bernie in and they were doing all the stuff by the book. And the DNC was shutting it down on the spot. Like they had the delegates come forward and say who you casting for. And they had already leaked to the media that, okay, we're going with Hillary. But there's a clear and obvious dissension amongst the ranks. And they came forward and tried to do it the right way and got it shut down. Y'all doing the same. What happened to y'all, the Democratic National or the Democratic Party, is the same thing they did to Bernie.
Yeah.
Is you, because y'all pulled the trick at the last minute.
Okay.
You got shut down.
Okay. So if Bernie would have ran, would he have beat Trump?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm.
Well, see, it's a lot of naysayers to that. I think that he would have done better than her.
Yes. And I think he would have beaten her. I'm going to tell you why. The margin that she lost by was easily surmountable by him.
Electorally. Because popular vote, she beat him by 2.5.
She smashed him. And he would have smashed that. And so you look at the whole Jill Stein piece, getting 3% of the votes. You get Gary Johnson getting 1.7% of the votes.
And that would have went to Bernie.
Exactly.
That would have went to Bernie.
So they did the whole classic thing about splitting the votes. I mean, they did it. So, you could see it.
So let me ask you this, too, because with Bernie, like, how much do you think looks play into electing a president? Because Trump is not presidential looking.
No.
Hillary has become that closer to election time, right?
Right.
Because before she was looking a little. But how much do looks play a part in electing our president?
It depends on who you're asking. Because to some people can't get past looks. Now, I include ethnicity in looks.
Right. That's what I mean.
So it's some white folks that can only conceptualize a white man as president.
A white so much younger so, man.
It don't matter.
White...
No, it don't matter. They need that old, that good old boy. Mm-hmm. They need that.
Can so, I sit down and have a beer with you?
Right. So much so that they would even vote against a white female, which they did, mm-hmm. because they come from that train of thought where that white female is just not equal.
Well, see, I don't see a lot of people say that, but it wasn't just the white female thing. It's the baggage that white female carried.
No, the baggage
carried.
Is what tripped her up.
Yeah, but it's also what those white women that voted against her,
yeah.
that might have voted for Bernie, but I'm going to tell you who they really would have voted for. I tell you who would have got more votes than both of them is Biden.
Yeah, and he talking that foolishness recently at a...
You see him on the cover?
Yeah, it was the press conference or whatever, and it was like, you know, will you run? He was like, sure, I will. And everybody's like, yo, Joe, what the fuck?
No, I'm going to tell you what the fuck.
Where were you, Joe?
I'm going to tell you what the fuck.
Because you knew that.
No, but this is what happened.
Joe, you knew that, though.
Because I was there. Let me tell you.
Oh, okay.
This is what happened. They said... When I say they, I mean DNC or Hillary. I stepped out to go to the bathroom, so I don't know which one it was that spoke to him. You know, DNC meaning like the whole party.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or Hillary's campaign.
Right.
They spoke to him and said, it's not your time.
No, but I can't buy that. I'm going to tell you why. You can tell, Joe don't mince his words. You don't, there's no... Confusing with Joe. I wonder if somebody got to Joe. I wonder if somebody got in his ear. When you see him, you see what you get. So when this whole thing kicked off a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. he said he just didn't, he didn't feel like it.
Nah,
he
lost his son. I don't believe that.
Lost his wife.
I don't believe
he
that.
He was like, nah, I'm
tell
good.
You I was there.
He was, nah. No, he was like, nobody whispered, because he's 74. He's older than both of them. So
he's
what
not
mean?
74 now.
He's 74.
Is he?
He'll be 78 in 2020.
No.
No, he's 74.
No.
So it's no, not your time.
No.
He literally said it. I remember watching the press conference when he was like, nah, I'm cool on that. I'm good. Y'all can have that. When he saw how much of a clusterfuck it ended up to be, he's like, oh, hell no.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, so he'll be 78. So then.
So he definitely can't run at 78.
Exactly. That's going to be the trick. Because millennials ain't going for it.
But Bernie is 75. I didn't know he was 75.
Yeah, now.
No, he could have. He got look like somebody there.
This is the year of all of.
See,
she's 72.
Is she 72?
Yeah, and she's 71. Trump 72. This was the year.
Trump is 70.
This was the year of the hand-me-downs. This was the year of the leftovers. The
Barack is 55?
Yeah. Swift.
Yeah.
Eight years in.
Yeah. Hillary is 69.
But another,
she was born in 47.
Again, another to blame, another group to blame is the millennials. And
the
I
millennials
have,
got tripped up, but
now
but
they
you
didn't get tripped up because any other time they're smarter than the room.
They are.
So
they
all of a sudden
were.
Now
they
you get tripped
were.
Up.
They still were. But see, this is what happened with them. They said, listen, you know what? I don't believe in this.
I don't believe in the lesser of two evils and all that.
I don't even
bullshit.
Believe. I don't believe that this is even because when their guy, and see when people say millennials, they say all the millennials was not for Bernie. Let's get that straight first of all.
That's true.
All of them was not for Bernie. Some of them were for Hillary, but they was like the more and more they were finding out about Hillary, and the more that they saw Trump, you know, escalating up the ladder, they were like, well, wait a second, is this fake?
Right.
And Trump was even saying like the election is rigged.
Right. But that was a device.
It was. But it worked.
It worked.
And
it was a parlor trick.
A lot of the millennials were like, well, wait a second, because like you said, are they smarter than everybody in the room? A lot of times they are. Because the information that they can grab from right. is stuff that we couldn't grab from when we were their age.
Right. But like, you had to find it and know it. They just have to retrieve it.
Right.
See, that's the thing. So my issue with them is the millennials and people of color, the two major culprits. And this is why I say, I'm not campaigning for Hillary. I never was. I'm not saying, but the whole lesser of two evils argument is so fluff. It's BS. It's an easy cop out. It requires you to do no further research.
Right.
You can just say that, make that your stance, and stand on it.
Right.
Right. So you got those people who didn't vote.
Right.
And thought that they were making a stance or protesting.
They did. They thought they were.
But I'm all for tearing down the system. I'm all for anarchy. I'm all for implosion. I'm all for breaking it up and rebuilding it. But those millennials and people of color who didn't vote and made that stance and made that protest did not offer a viable option or solution.
No. And to your point, they also did not follow up.
They didn't follow up.
So say if you didn't vote, then where were you after the election? Where were you? What was your solution? Because we like to campaign on the problem.
Right.
And celebrate the problem, but where are we with the solution? Where is the building up and progressing to move forward towards the solution?
To taking over, or if it's going to be a takeover.
If you're saying like I'm making a stand, where's your stand now?
Yeah,
because now you're just sitting around like I can't believe this.
And people, I had a conversation with somebody, this one radio personality, and they were like, you know, I don't understand what's the difference
between
Trump and Clinton. What is going to change? And I'm like, everything.
Well, you know what?
Theoretically, everything could change. Because my position is Trump's mentality that's dangerous. Policy is irrelevant. They are going to have fucked up policies.
Mm-hmm.
But it's how he emboldens these crazy necks out here to think they can start walking around doing and saying whatever it is they want, and they've already started. And that's how it's going to affect you on a day-to-day.
But you know what also?
And your children.
Let me tell you something about the next. The next are going to be, they're going to get frustrated because a lot of the stuff that he was promising, that he was going to do, he's not going to do. He's already fell back on many of those campaign promises.
Right.
And he will continue to do that because he just used, like most politicians.
Well, it's only a month in, though.
He hasn't even become president officially.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
Some people say that he's not even going to make it into the seat.
Well, and that's the thing. So I was listening to some talk radio today, and they were talking about the deadline. I think it's coming soon.
December 19th or something like that.
Yeah, for the full tally of the electorals. And there are some electorals doing radio interviews right now. Where they're like,
I'm not voting.
I'm not, he doesn't get mine.
Yeah, he doesn't get my vote.
So, if he don't get 270, what the hell happens? Because I'm not that smart.
It's a flip-flop.
If he get 269, what is it? Who's in there?
I don't know either. I don't know either.
Because Dick Gregory said in February this year.
We need a poli-sci.
Man, we need somebody smarter than me. Because Dick Gregory said in February this year that none of the candidates are going to get in, and Barack is going to have to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like on the edge of my seat, hoping and waiting that happens. I just don't understand how.
It'll be crazy.
Because if they've already been stifling the recounts, right? So particularly in Pennsylvania and Michigan, like literally saying, you raise the money, but we don't have the resources.
Yeah,
so the
Michigan recount, already said, we're not going to do the recount.
The recount is over.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Pennsylvania's like, well, our boxes is, you know, the ballot boxes, we done put them
Which
away.
Which is crazy.
Right. So they raise the money.
Because it's not like you're not going in there actually counting per sheet. Like, it's digital.
Yeah. It should be.
It is.
You would think it is.
It's digital.
Nah, because when my paper went in the thing, I heard it drop in the bucket in the bottom. So I'm imagining when they do recounts, they actually counting that paperwork. Even still, it can be done. They don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And then there's all type of news coming out about the, you know, fraud with the double check system and excuse me, people names getting kicked out the system and people being listed as felons when they're not. And so
it's a bunch. It's a bunch of crazy, complicated bullshit behind this whole election.
Right.
But what we need to do, and when I say we, because you know we only 1 year out the millennials, right?
Are we?
Because what's the cutoff of millennials? Like 34, 35?
I think like 30. I think it's 30.
Nah, it's like, I think it's higher than that. But whatever it is, we're only 1 year out of it.
Right.
So I think what we need to do is continue that. If you made a stand by not doing something,
right,
or you made a stand by voting and you actually went and you push for Hillary, right, or you push for Trump and you regret, because there's a lot of people that you walk and talk with that might have voted for Trump.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But now they think about it and they regret it. And they're like, maybe I shouldn't have did that.
Right.
After the conversations have been had, they're like, man, maybe I shouldn't have did that. So, okay, now all of those people, uh-huh, whether they voted, whether they or whether they did, where are you at now and how are you going to move forward? Because this is your country. This is not the elected officials' country. They are supposed to represent you.
All right, so let's talk about solutions. I got one that my man Eddie Bryant hit me to recently. Sean King from the New York Post or New York Times, I can't remember. He's an activist, heavy social media, political commentator, whatever. He's the one that breaks most of the police shooting videos on social media. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, if you see it, it's from his site. Somebody sent it to him. Mm-hmm. So he said he gets like 100 death threats a day and you know, all this, all that. I got into an argument. I retweeted one of his tweets and like 10 necks just came at me on Twitter.
How did they even know? They was following you before?
No.
So how do they, because you know I'm not social media savvy. So
yeah, when you at somebody or if you're talking directly to them.
All their followers see you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, or if he retweets it, then they see it, mm-hmm, and they see the name or whatever.
So he retweeted something.
I might have said something, and I was, mm-hmm, like, you know, keep doing what you're doing, blah blah blah. Or might have said, you know, that's crazy. How is that even possible?
Yeah.
And so like 10 of them. So I'm doing battle one morning, 2 a.m. with like 10 good old boys, mm-hmm, literally. Mm-hmm. And they, you
like,
know,
where you live?
Yeah. No.
Where you at?
No, I wasn't doing that.
No, not you. Them.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And they was like, you know, Sean King is a race baiter. He's, you know.
Well, that's what they call Sharpton too.
Yeah, but the thing is, so how is he a race baiter for showing video? Like, these people that speak up, they be
most of
so unlearned.
That they call race baiters are not race baiters.
But they be so unlearned, they don't even know what they said. Like,
no,
okay,
they don't.
If I post a video of a white cop with a trophy kill, that's what I call them, mm-hmm, trophy kills, mm-hmm, an unarmed black man, and I'll be like, look at this is crazy. And then you jump in there and say, why are you trying to divide race us? Right. Why are you trying to race? I'm like, I'm not trying to race, but this is the video I'm seeing with my eyes.
Right.
What you mean?
This is a fact.
This is it. Yeah, yeah. This is, so no, what do you mean? So, and then, or he'll do a split side by side, like, right? So he'll do a video of them taking down, tackling, mm-hmm, a white boy he might have a rocket launcher on him. Mm-hmm. And they get to tackling and wrestling with him. And then somebody else might have a white tee on and no gun and get shot down. He'll put those videos side by side and be like, what's the difference? And the boys will come out in droves. So they got at me one night. It was about 10 of them. So I'm going back and forth. You know, I'm wizardry, mm-hmm, with the words. Mm-hmm. I'm crushing them without threatening, mm-hmm, without, you know. I'm, mm-hmm, like, yo, you not even understand, you know, you using the wrong terms and you blah, blah, blah. They don't want to hear none of that. Mm-hmm. None of that. You know, y'all, Sean King should be lynched and y'all going to find his head on the front of my pickup and all this old other craziness.
They really said that.
I mean, that's how they be going. They go on him. You know what I'm saying? And no,
that's a
no
problem
recourse.
Right there.
That's a problem in and of itself.
Yeah. So, but you think that you can still do that?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So then I go to these people's page and they like 72 followers. And I'm like, why am I even engaging you? No one's seeing this.
Right.
You have no friends. And I tell them this. I say, yo, you get some more friends than we can argue.
Oh.
That's what I tell them all the time.
Ah.
I say, you get more, or I need an audience.
Like, you're not even worth it.
You're not even worth it. Nah, no
my
way.
My tweets.
No way.
My typing, my texting, whatever. You ain't worthy.
So back to Sean King. So one of his solutions is a thing, and I want everybody to go, injusticeboycott.com. Mm-hmm. So my man Eddie Bryant put me onto this. Injustice boycott.
Yeah.
So what that is his... He outlined and itemized this concrete plan, mm-hmm, that we can do as a people to economically affect change. And what I like about it, I was reading through it today a little bit. You know, you sign up and he sends you little notices. Today, this is what we're doing. We emailing, we tweeting the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, and saying, yo, it's been 2 years since the Eric Garner situation. Officer so-and-so is still on the force, right?
Not
so
now.
That's a surprise. Where he gone?
They went after him. I think he's.
It might be in response to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think he's up for trial.
So he's giving us daily tasks.
They got to take him off the force.
He's giving us daily tasks, which I like, because for those black people to be like, oh, it's too much. Oh, I can't cancel Christmas. I gotta give my kids Christmas.
Yeah, they need the virtual reality. Yeah. They need the new games.
Boycotts don't work. Or I'm tired of marching. He's giving you
boycotts do work.
They do, but you gotta be consistent. You gotta be firm with it.
Like, when have we boycotted?
Well, we say it all the time.
We say it, but when has it been done?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. InjusticeBoycott.com. He's giving you a plan of little things you can do every day. That'd be like, if 20,000 people are doing this, you got to pay attention to that.
Yeah, yeah.
If we say, if he jumps out there and say, and you can't be like, this is what our people do. Who is he to do that? Can't be like that.
Nah.
You can say, I'd be like, tomorrow.
Because he's not a big civil rights activist. Is that what it is?
No, that's just how we are.
But why would they say that?
Because we don't like to give credit to nobody that came up with the idea first.
But then if it's Sharpton or Jesse, then you're gonna say that here they go again. Yeah, we exactly. still marching. Exactly. Why we still marching?
Exactly.
So yeah. Nobody can win.
Nobody can win.
Come on, man.
So he'll be like, so and so. I did the research. So and so is a company that finances the private jail system. Blah blah blah. Tomorrow. We're not giving them no money. When those steps, if you can do those things in little steps, you know what I mean? By the end of whatever time period they set forth, I think it's 60, 90 days or whatever, change can be made.
Yeah.
I'm still shocked you ain't seen 13th.
Well, no. I do want to see that, but.
You got to see that.
As far as boycott, this is all we have to do to bring attention to whatever the issue might be. If, say, just one city didn't go get gas.
Right.
One day.
Right.
Like, no gas from no gas companies.
We've tried that before, though.
No, it's always been small groups. It's never been a collective.
No, it's been collective.
Nah, bro.
But niggas won't do it. Nah. Black people will say, this is what we need to do. And niggas will be like, I need to get gas tomorrow.
Yeah, I need to get gas. Well, yeah. How come you didn't get gas a couple days ago?
Right.
Because you don't need gas like every couple of days unless you really moving around like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're not, then get don't get gas that day. Say, these 2 days we're not getting gas. And guess what? We're not going to this store. And we're not getting this fast food.
Right.
And we're not going to this big box.
But that takes discipline. But there's nothing about.
But only there's nothing to be in there our too. It, but just to make a point.
It takes discipline. There's nothing in our society that teaches you how to be disciplined. So.
Yeah, but you gotta.
How?
When we gonna get out of the sheep mentality? It sounds good. Like we need.
Me and you, we talk about this all the time for the last 20 years.
When we gonna get
sheep
out of that?
Sheep cannot wake themselves up. You think they can?
I think we can.
Sheep cannot wake themselves up.
I think we can, because when I say sheep, I'm putting myself in that.
I get it.
So I believe, because I know I can wake myself up. So how come if you consider yourself a sheep, how come you can't wake yourself up too?
Well, I don't consider myself. I understood the metaphor, but I don't consider myself a sheep.
Mm-hmm. Well, you sheep a lot.
Yeah.
You might not be a sheep, but you be sheeping.
I do be sheeping.
Yeah, okay.
I do be sheeping. But you chief sheep. You be chief sheeping. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a shepherd too, though.
Yes, I give you that.
So, can you be a sheep and a shepherd?
I'm trying to be the wolf.
Oof.
Trying to be the wolf.
Oof.
You know what I mean?
Wolves don't make it.
They don't?
Mm-mm. Not in your complexion, bro.
Oh, well. Well, I'm starting over. I was thinking about getting some tattoos.
You're behind some bars or under some dirt?
I was thinking about getting some tattoos.
Wolves?
No, just my complexion. Just working on it. Start small and then keep going back.
Or you could just do the Charlemagne.
Well, yeah, that too.
Yeah, do the Charlemagne.
What is he doing?
I mean, bleaching.
Is he bleaching?
Well, you don't think so?
I know he got a...
He two complexions two-tone, lighter.
Yeah, and it's... Yeah,
now, he used to be a couple tones, but... So that's why he said, that's why he started doing it. His dermatologist.
Oh, he admitted it.
Yeah, I mean, oh, how could you not?
I thought he was just getting roasted on the internet and people making fun of him. And...
No, bro, he had to admit it. I mean, he had his dermatologist on the show.
Oh, wow. Nah,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He did it for real.
What? For what? What's the reason? He had vitiligo or something?
No.
Nigga ligo?
He wanted to balance his
complexion. He had nigga ligo?
He wanted to balance his complexion.
What? Who's doing that?
Somebody who knows they're going to be Hollywood.
Ah, come on, man.
I mean, he is. He on MTV. He got a podcast. Yeah. Number one morning show.
And he also out here gallivanting around. I didn't see the whole thing, but
we only gonna spend a couple seconds on that. I don't know where you going.
Oh, man.
We only give her a couple seconds because she already got too much.
How is people letting her live, though?
We ain't gonna say her name.
Are these black males letting her live? Trevor Noah gave her a pass. Mm-hmm. Charlamagne is giving her a pass.
They gave her a platform.
Okay. Trevor Noah at least put her through some level of scrutiny.
Yeah.
But
then he went and sat and had drinks with her later on with his producers. That it wasn't a date. I hate when people say that.
Oh, gosh.
Because they say they act like they went on a date and had drinks or whatever. No. He went to further the conversation. Not that he needed to, but he said he does that with a few guests.
Well, that's the position that we always find ourselves here in America. I can be smarter than you. I can be more charismatic than you. I still have to prove that I'm non-threatening.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I still have to prove that.
That's what it
is. I can be articulate.
That's what it is.
My vocabulary can be higher than yours. Mm-hmm. I can have more schooling than you. But in the space when me and you are in the space together, I still have to prove that I'm non-threatening.
Only if I'm looking a certain way and you looking a certain way.
Don't matter. Trevor Noah don't look that way.
Well, no, he's considered black.
Right, but yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the black male.
Right.
But they're
dealing with a Caucasian male or female.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. That's the example. We said we weren't going to mention her name.
Right.
We're speaking about her.
Right.
And even with Charlamagne's first time on her show.
Yeah.
If you saw that one
a few months ago. Show is not really like...
It's not even a show. It's just on the internet.
And if it is on a TV, it's on the internet, but it's also in a very small market. And like
local.
Because, you know, she's from like Dakotas or something
somewhere,
whatever.
Somewhere
so it's real
white.
Small.
Yeah.
But her noise is being made on the internet.
Yeah.
Because of those same people that follow Trump.
Right.
Follow
she's
her.
She's one of the people that... She's one of the talkers.
The aggregators.
Yeah. But so when Charlamagne was on her show the first time, and y'all can Google her. We're not mentioning her.
Everybody who listens to us know who we're talking about.
Yeah. So when Charlamagne was first on her show, I felt like he was softballing. I'm like waiting. I'm like, get her. You know what I mean? Like a Roland Martin. All right. So a Roland Martin, you come on his show.
Mm-hmm.
He's going, and I'm not sweating because I'm a regular guest.
They're very often.
Yeah, because I'm a regular guest on the show. Yeah. I mean, it's not why I'm even
go ahead and plug it. What channel was it on?
News One Now on TV One.
I'm a regular guest.
Featured on his show.
What day you come on?
Thursdays. Okay. What the hell Thursdays?
Okay,
Probably about once a month. 7 a.m.
Yeah.
So it's not even about that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get in front of him with the bullshit, he's going to fact check you.
Right.
On the spot.
Right.
And I think what a lot of these people in these journalism positions who aren't journalists.
Somebody gonna grab him by his ascot.
No. I'm talking about like a Charlamagne.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a journalism position and you're not a journalist. You have an opinion and you're articulate,
mm-hmm.
but you don't have the ability and quickness to fact check and shut someone down. You know what I'm saying? I wanna see her up against Noah has a team of fact
producers.
He has a fact checking machine.
Right, right.
That's all they do.
Right, that's what they do.
You know what I'm saying? I want to see her with somebody like Tamron Hall.
Uh-huh. Or Joy Reid.
Right.
Yeah.
Or even what's the one that lost the show?
Melissa Perry.
Yes. Harris Perry.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
Somebody that has the ability to be like, no. That's incorrect.
I mean, Sharpton even go at her now. Like, let's not get it twisted. Sharpton to go at her.
Yeah.
Sharpton to go at her.
But I think in that, I get so tired of, and I'm coming to bat for black women because I saw all on my timeline, social media, a lot of black women were like, after all this time,
did you hear what Charlamagne said about that?
No, I didn't. Is it bad? Do I need to hear this?
Yeah, he said, well, y'all can learn a lesson from her.
Oh, jeez.
African-American women and Spanish and Latino women.
Oh, my God.
Can learn a lesson.
And what is this lesson?
I think we're giving her too much.
Okay.
So everybody who's listening, who concerned or interested, go ahead and do your research. We're going to let that go because she's nobody and she already get enough.
She's not nobody, though. That's
she's
the
somebody.
That's the key.
She's somebody, but she should be nobody to us.
Yeah, but no, you gotta watch your adversary. You got to know what your adversary is doing all the time.
We already know. We know. And if you don't know, then do your research.
All right, I'll give you that.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, to your point,
I would love to be on her show. To be honest,
to your point, we need to figure out how to deal with these individuals.
Yes.
Whether it's her, him, them, whatever. But we can only deal with them if we deal with them as a collective.
Right.
It can't be a couple of people.
So how do we get that back? Because we used to be that way, and then they dismantled it, and then we lost it.
Right.
So how do we get that back?
We have to come to a point where we're okay with unifying. See, it's not okay right now.
No, it's not.
It's not okay. So we got to make it okay.
Well, that division has been conditioned into us generation after generation.
Exactly.
So that's a part of our makeup right now.
Exactly.
Part of our DNA.
So if we get over that hurdle, that will be...
Oh, man, I ain't got... Who got time for that?
To get over the hurdle?
Ain't nobody got time for that. That's generations.
No.
That's your grandkids.
No, it just needs to be made cool.
That's generations.
No, if it's made...
If it ain't shoes or trap music.
But you know
that's
what?
The only thing. That's the only two things, you know, cool right now.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you.
Shoes and traps.
Somebody who was having a fit on the stage, and then they put him in the asylum. They said they put him in the hospital, but we don't know where they put him for real.
Who, Kanye?
Yeah. When he start, just going off on the machine.
Yeah.
And then he said, "I'm a Trump out right now. I'm gonna do my Donald Trump." And blah, blah, blah. And then when he said, see, what he lost to people is when he said he would have voted for Donald Trump. That's what he lost to people, because his followers, his fans, most of them, I'm sure some of them did, but a lot of them were not Donald Trump, didn't vote for Donald Trump.
Then again, I don't know.
Well, some of them did, but
I mean,
but
he got the millennials. I give you that.
But if you just look at his white follower, rich white follower. But if you just look at his that particular concert, what could have made him lose it was getting booed. When is the last time Kanye got booed?
The last time he talked for 40 minutes on stage.
When was that?
Every concert.
No, he don't get booed for that. They just be kind of like sitting there like he's a preacher.
So why they boo him this time?
The last time he went through this type of negative reaction was Taylor Swift.
Okay. And then he had to
before
apologize.
Before and after that, hasn't had it.
Right.
So him going through what he went through by saying what he was saying about the machine.
Right.
By going against Beyonce and Jay. By
which you can't do
siding with Trump. You can if you got the right facts, and you can make a point for why
not
you're
just,
speaking.
Not
on
just
it.
Y'all ain't calling me.
No, you can't be bitching.
Yeah, you can't bitch.
Like, what are you talking about? Well, you haven't called me since my girl. Yeah, I can understand that. If you my man, if you my brother, and you know, it's internationally known that my wife went through something. Like, if that was me. And you ain't like, yo, anything good over there?
Yeah, but I mean, if I know you for stunts, and I'm like, half the world don't even think it really happened.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I
so
might
you gotta
not kinda
give J&B a little bit of a pass, Kanye.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they might not know. You should have reached out to them.
Yeah, and be like, yo.
And be like, yo, this is real.
Was crazy.
This really happened.
Yeah, right.
I know my wife and her family got a lot of tricks.
Right.
But
this was real.
This was
yeah.
real.
Yeah.
So then they could give you that empathy.
Yeah, they can empathize. Yeah.
You wanted Beyonce to grab you and put you in her bosom? Is that what you wanted? You wanted Jay to take you out for drinks? I don't know. Whatever you wanted, whatever you needed, I think because of who your wife is, you should have reached out to them,
and
said, yo, this was real.
Yeah. That makes sense. But that makes sense, though. You talking about something that makes sense.
But
When's the last time he's made sense?
Nah, he makes sense a lot.
Nah, he does, but I'm a super fan.
He was actually making sense that day, but he just doesn't know how to articulate
himself. So where he at, though?
Well, I think he's out. But this is the thing. He's not at home. He's in a rental home. He's renting a house.
So what you trying to say? That's what I'm trying to hear from
you. Well, the story is that they trying to go, like, Kim is like, enough is enough. But wait a second.
Enough of what is enough?
Like, enough for him.
No, I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to say, though.
I think it's the Kardashian curse.
No, dude, but I'm saying is they got that clone? Did they work on that brain?
Well, they could have done anything. Because we don't know where he was.
They put him through that treatment?
We don't know where he was. He has so much influence and power.
Yeah.
He's a trendsetter. Whether we want to give him the credit or not.
No, he is. He gets that.
I mean, how much is the Yeezys going? How much is Estee Carter's going for?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. How much are Yeezys going for? Like the ones, the Nike joints, the red joints.
800, something.
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Jay-Z is Estee Carter's. If he put some music out, he might.
Nah, but see, the thing about it is that those could be considered classic retros, right?
Yeah.
But nobody really tripping off of them because they was like one and done. You know, Jay-Z influences and sets trends in so many other different ways. That was a check
but
for
see,
him.
But see, Kanye, this is what Kanye does to you.
Kanye's an artist.
But
like,
this is how he trend sets or sets trends. He tells you over and over.
That he's doing that?
That he's doing it. And then you be like, oh yeah, that's right. He is.
No, I'm not gonna go with that. Yeah, I'm not gonna go with that.
Yeah.
Because all you gotta do is watch what people do when he puts out something.
Yeah, but like let's go with the shoes. Let's go back to the shoes.
Which ones?
The first one. He just put out some shoes and put an expensive price tag.
Them joints. Nah, the Nike joints, them joints was hot.
You had them?
No.
Okay.
But I'm not tripping off of that.
Yeah, exactly.
But for the people, I like them.
If I talk that cash, and I'm about to drop these shoes. When I drop them, you better get a pair. If I can talk that game to you and get you sold on that,
yeah.
When they come out and I got an $800 tag on them, you gonna get them because I just told you
but
I'm about to set this trend.
$800 tag on them. No, he not. That's the aftermarket.
No,
that's,
the aftermarket is like $1,500. That's the resale.
No.
Them shoes like $600 off the
track. No. When he was putting them Nike joints out, they was $150, $200, right?
No way, never.
Yes.
The Yeezys?
Yes.
Never been $150.
I'm not talking about the Adidas was around that price, too. Yes, they were.
I don't know, I gotta look it up.
The Nikes.
I ain't no shoehead, but I do be reading.
Initially, when they first came out and hit the stores, that's how much they were.
Mm.
But when people stand in line and try to grab 5-10 pairs,
right.
then yeah, they gonna sell them for $1,500. You know why? Because they bought them all. They know you can't get them, but you want them.
Right.
But not just because he told you the joints be hot. Now, his last clothing line, I don't know if I'm with his last line. I'm not with all that.
No. I'm gonna stop you right there. I wish I could pull up some pictures right now. He stopped it, but every other brand hijacked it.
So there you go.
Every other brand hijacked
it. That's my point. He's an influencer. He's a trendsetter.
Nah, give him that. But he tells you that.
Like everybody give Cam the pink. It was Kanye. You ask anybody that was back there around Rockefeller,
mm-hmm.
when that pink popped off, Cam was around. Kanye was in the camp. This is when Kanye was a producer. Remember?
I give him that.
He was the pink guy. He was the one wearing the polos and the tight jeans.
Got the pink polo
before Jim and all, Jim Jones and Cam and Jules, before they was rocking out doing the rocker skateboard shit, it was Kanye. Kanye influenced a Dipset. Dipset influenced Wayne, and Wayne influenced the world.
Yeah, I give you that.
Ooh, y'all can.
Yeah, that was a little. You work for that.
Y'all can have that.
A little work for that.
But going back to the Kardashian curse, because me and my sister-in-law was going at it about this. Because I was like, you know, there is one. No disrespect to them, but, you know, it is what it is. Their men go through something. Now, are they evil witches?
No, I'm not calling them that. They might be witches.
I'm not calling them
that. Sirens.
I'm not calling them that. But I'm just calling what I see. The evidence is there. You line up the men. Where's Tiger been? My fault. Where's Tiger been since he been with Shorty?
Yeah.
He ain't been musically relevant.
Nah, it's a word for it. We talked about this before. Succubus. The little feminine, the evil feminine spirit or whatever.
It's an energy, man. Look,
no, it definitely is.
And Kanye was the one who had the Captain America shield for the longest. He was able to block and defend that for the longest time. But even he fell.
Mm.
Courtney's, what was Scott? He went through all kind of stuff.
Right.
They just now kind of like getting it back together.
Right.
And these are all men that get paid so well, whether it was their own money that they were making or that they made money by being involved with them.
Right.
The beard let, what's the name, go. He wasn't going to allow her to mess up his money.
Who, Chris Jenner?
No, the beard.
Chris is the beard.
His Houston Rockets. Bruce.
Oh, who's talking about? Oh, James Harden.
Yeah.
He was with who?
He was with
for like two. He was 2 weeks.
OJ's daughter.
Chloe.
Chloe.
He was bashing it for like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
that's nothing.
But he cut it off. He cut it off. Look what happened to Lamar. Look what happened.
But it's quite a few people that smashed that and then rolled out.
Exactly.
French Montana.
Yeah,
they knew
like,
better.
Whoa. They was like, whoa, whoa.
They didn't know better.
Whoa, Kim. Look at all the guys she was with before Kanye.
Right.
Where are they now?
Reggie's still doing it.
Mm.
Miles,
he having trouble.
Miles
he
got a
jump. He married somebody
that looked like
him, and then had a jump baby off with another girl who kind of looked like his wife.
Yeah.
I'm like, God.
His mind is fried. Yeah,
what the fuck?
And then had a baby with her. And then
supposedly that was Alonzo's jump off too, and it was just all kind of crazy.
Alonzo who?
Morning.
Oh, I didn't read that one.
Yeah, that's the story. That's allegedly.
Okay,
allegedly,
got it.
You know what I'm saying? You won't put that on nobody, right. But you know. You know, he went through all his, and then your boy Chris Humphreys, you know, he done been through hell and back. You know, luckily he's still in the NBA.
Right.
And who knows the guy who she was married, because you know she was married before.
To Chris Humphreys?
No, she was married to another dude.
Right, that's right.
Where is he? Ray J been through hell and back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He the one who really helped Kim pop off.
Yeah, absolutely. Literally.
It was Ray J, literally.
She helped them pop off, she helped him pop off.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And then let's go to the moms. Look what she did to her husband.
Man.
One died, the other one turned into a woman.
Man.
I tried to turn into a woman.
Nah, he did.
But can you ever be a woman if you're not a woman?
Yes.
No, you can look like one.
No,
but
you can
never be one.
Yes, you can.
No, even a tranny will tell you that. Remember that dude that you was with last night? He was telling you that.
No, why were you talking to him?
You know, you were talking to him. I was overhearing.
Oh, it was?
I was overhearing.
Oh, yeah, all right.
But he was like, yo, you never could be a woman, even though I got boobs. And,
no, you can. They get all that work.
Yeah, but you're not
genetically.
Still, you're not
no,
one.
But here's the difference. Here's what pokes
if you put
holes.
On white makeup, are
here's
you white?
Here's what pokes holes in that argument. Here's how they get you. Here's how they get you. Legally.
You can claim it?
Yes.
Is that where it is now?
That's where
on
it is
books?
Now. That's where it is now. If I want to...
Well, what was the bathroom
there's
thing?
There's a new thing now. I don't know which states it's in. I can identify as that. I can go get an ID that says that. And it
even
is
even if
against,
you don't look like it.
Even if I don't look like it. Oh, and it's much. Against the law... For you to require me to show you proof that I'm not that.
It's too much. I can't handle it.
Check the laws. Because they're brand new.
I can't handle it.
The level of trickery on that one. So listen to what I'm saying. So I can identify as transgender, right? Mm-hmm. No, you know, no disrespect. More power mm-hmm. to you. Mm-hmm. I can get a license that says...
I am not a ma'am. I am a sir.
I can even go get a new birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
You're not hearing me.
I'm hearing you.
And I can show up to a place where you would normally or used to have required I prove I am what I say I am.
Mm-hmm.
I no longer have to do that. So, for all you people out there that's dilly-dallying and you know, having occurrences and occasions out there, and you like, wait a minute. Blah, blah, blah. What were you born as? They can say what they want. And you just caught up.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. We need to pray, man.
It's
we need to pray. We need to meditate.
Here,
we need to pray. We need to meditate. We need to get with God and ask for blessings and mercy.
Did you just go there from there?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
You're going to get letters.
Well, look. Give me the letters.
Yeah, you're going to get letters.
I just think that we need that. We need that. We need to soul search.
Well, what I need is $2. The link is in the bio.
Okay, talk that talk.
We need production costs.
Uh-huh.
We need a phone screener.
Kardashians might give us some money.
We need
that last segment.
We got a couple more sponsors. If you want to be a sponsor, feel free to hit us up. StreetSenators@gmail.com. StreetSenators with an S. And we'll let you sponsor the show, man. We'll talk about you for the whole hour. And get your business some business, because people us.
We'll talk about you.
Yeah, because we'll talk about you. Because people got us real heavy on iTunes, Google Play, and we're about to be adding some additional platforms. Street Senators, Lorenzo, and Lamont. Till the next time, man. Holler at your peoples, man.
Yes.
Fuck off.